Daycare.
Oh, I've got something to last about an hour now.
Sweet.
I'll be brief.
This of course, we won't be here, but.
Touche.
We'll let our new chair listen, and then he can report back.
Yeah.
It's been an excellent board meeting, and I just want to cover a couple of the things that weren't touched on today. We covered so much territory today. I was making a list of all the things that need to go out into production to be signed and posted, and it's a very, very long list, so congratulations on a very successful, if long, day. Just a hand, three things that I want to highlight to you. One is that tomorrow Mr. Noren and Mr. Massey and I are going to be meeting with the County Board of Supervisors, Efren Carrillo and Mike McGuire, along with their staff and our staff, to continue discussions that we have started on septic tanks for the Russian River. I think the big topic for tomorrow is going to be what's going to happen, particularly with Monterio, with the dissolution of the redevelopment agency and the money that we were all counting on to move that project forward to a sewer district. So we will gather tomorrow and see what we can come up with working together with them, and may end up agreeing also tomorrow to develop some kind of memorandum of agreement between ourselves and the county or some other device other than an MOU that indicates our willingness to work together as entities to solve this really vexing problem. Another thing I want to talk about is fees. In one of the things that happened when the fees went up for WDRs last fall that we didn't realize was that there became a differential in the fees that were being charged for WDR facilities. So small WDR facilities ended up paying a whole lot more than small NPDES facilities, which in my mind doesn't make any sense at all. You know, people who were discharging to surface water are paying less than people who were discharging to land. Didn't get a lot of traction with Sacramento to help resolve this problem. I think to put it in some real terms, that the issue was brought forward by a gentleman who runs the sewer district for Happy Camp, 800-plus people who live at Happy Camp, and they were paying almost $6,000, I'm going to say, $6,000 more than Lolita, which is about the same size of 800 people. So since we weren't going to get any relief from the state board in the fees, we agreed to revisit the threat to water quality rating that we have given that facility in order to reduce their fees. And we view this, we like to think of this as a temporary fix, just in terms of fairness to those communities. But there needs to be a bigger statewide fix offered. The state hasn't got its arms around that yet, though. The last item is timber streamlining. There are a number of efforts underway that we are about up to our ears in. One is the governor's office is looking for opportunities to increase how the agencies work together. It's all of it comes down to the trade-off that the timber industry feels like, well, the legislature keeps saying the timber industry should pay for the cost for regulation. And the timber industry says, no, no, no. And if you're even going to think about that, then you have to bring your government, you have to bring your costs down. So this little tug of war is going on in a couple of different places. One is in the governor's office. Another is Senator Chesbro has pulled together a series of committees that he's pulling of industry, environmentalists, and agencies that they're running through to come up with solutions. And then last of all, there's some legislation Pavley has put forward to look at longer term for particularly NTMPs, bigger and longer term NTMPs. So a lot of activity going on timber that we're quite engaged in. A lot of it is very quick turnaround with not, you know, much time to prepare analysis, but I'll keep you apprised as we move forward. Those are the three things.
Thank you very much. The last agenda item I have is